There's been controversy in the lead-up to Mona's annual winter festival, Dark Mofo, over a planned artwork featuring a blood-soaked Union Jack flag. Spanish artist Santiago Sierra had asked First Nations people from around the world to donate their blood, which would be used to drench the flag in preparation for the festival. First Nations people and Dark Mofo curators were horrified and went online demanding a boycott of the festival. Many activists found the piece highly insulting, saying that First Nations people have spilt enough blood due to colonialisation. Michael Mansell is an Aboriginal activist, a lawyer, and has been leader of the Tasmanian Aborigines since the 1970s. He told The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg he doesn't necessarily agree that the outrage is justified.
Dark Mofo offers an outlet for artistic expression, which is right on the edge for offbeat sort of art, and they generally have art from people with a message and a strange way of delivering the message. In this instance, the Spanish artist has the view that Indigenous peoples around the world have had our blood spilt on the soil, and he wanted to make the point that Tasmania owes Aboriginal people a lot. And the method that he used was to display the Union Jack with Aboriginal blood on it. His method provoked a lot of debate, so that's what the controversy is about. White Australia owes Aboriginal people a lot, and artists in their way using images to make the point, because they're saying, you know, the Noel Pearsons, the Patrick Dodsons, Michael Mansells can't provoke Australia enough to make Australia get involved in truth-telling. And 4 years ago at Uluru, one of the key messages that we sent out to White Australia was we need truth-telling. It hasn't happened. And so the artists using these almost artistic shock tactics to say there's a debate here that should take place. The problem is a lot of people were saying, oh, look, you know, you shouldn't be expressing your art in that way. And therefore, his message got lost in the debate about the form in which he was putting his message rather than the message itself.
And so what are some of the concerns coming from the First Nations community?
Well, you've got to keep in mind that there's only a very small group of people who took offence at it. Most of the Aboriginal community down here are a bit bemused about the whole debate. But there's no doubt that there were Aborigines here in Tasmania who opposed it. Their view seems to fall into two categories. One is they agree with his message, but they disagree that a non-Aboriginal person should deliver it. Then they seem to be saying, therefore, his art should not be displayed at all. Now, the problem there is you're getting into censorship. Instead of saying we Aboriginal artists should also have the opportunity to put our message forward, a Spanish artist or any other artist is quite entitled to also display their art. I think the small group were saying, oh, no, it's us or no one. And so they managed on social media to get a lot of support, and Dark Mofo panicked and abandoned all their principles about avoiding censorship, of promoting art that evokes emotion, that is meant to imprint meaning into our understanding of the topic, in this case, the dispossession of Aboriginal people. And instead of saying, look, we understand the complaints, they said, oh, because there are complaints, we will dump the art. In my view, they should review their decision and put the art back on.
With calls to boycott Dark Mofo, some people see that as an overreaction. What do you say to that?
Of course it's an overreaction. Now, it is possible to argue that some art should not be displayed. For example, if it's clearly racist or if it's clearly mocking Aboriginal people, then it shouldn't be displayed. But this man is doing the opposite. He is saying the treatment of Aboriginal people is disgraceful. And he's not mocking Aboriginal people. He is confronting white Tasmania. And the people who oppose his message are in fact censoring the one form of art that is generating a discussion that Uluru was unable to do.
Michael Mansell, Chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council Australia, speaking with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.